Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hey guys, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 59, numéro 59. This lesson is part 2 of our lesson on prepositions before countries. So if you haven't listened to part 1 yet, then pause this episode and listen to episode number 58. Otherwise, that's probably not going to make much sense. So in this lesson, part 2, which is the episode you're listening to today, you'll learn how to translate the prepositions to and in before a country name in French. Before we get started, as usual, please download your lessons cheat sheet. It's going to be much easier for you to understand and it's free. After the lesson, go and download your lessons exercises to practice what you've learned today. And you know what? It's also free. All right. Vous êtes prêts? You guys ready? On y va. When followed by a country name, here are the French prepositions you need to use to translate the words to and in. Au, en, au. So yeah, the third one sounds the same as the first, but if you've got the cheat sheet in front of you, you can see that there is an X at the end, which is silent. Great. So, au, en, au. Now, which one to choose? Well, again, it depends on 3 things. Is the country feminine or masculine? Is the country singular or plural? Does the country name start with a vowel or not? All right, so if the country is masculine singular, you're going to use the preposition au, A-U. For example, j'habite au Canada. I live in Canada. J'habite au Canada. Another example, je vais au Canada. I'm going to Canada. Je vais au Canada. The Canada is a masculine country. So to say in Canada or to Canada, use the preposition au. If the country is feminine singular, use the preposition en, en. For example, j'habite en France. I live in France. J'habite en France. Or another example, je vais en France. I go to France. Je vais en France. La France is a feminine country, so to say in France or to France, use the preposition en. If the country is feminine and masculine singular starting with a vowel, use en, en. For example, j'habite en Algérie, I live in Algeria. J'habite en Algérie. Or another example, j'habite en Iran. I live in Iran. J'habite en Iran. Both Algérie and Iran start with a vowel, so you need to use the preposition en, en. If the country is plural, then you're going to use the preposition au with a silent X at the end. For example, j'habite aux États-Unis. I live in the United States. J'habite aux États-Unis. Or, je vais aux États-Unis. I go to the United States. Je vais aux États-Unis. Les États-Unis is plural, so you need to use the preposition aux. All right, so to recap, to say in or to before a country, say au if the country is masculine singular, or if the country is feminine singular, or if the country is feminine or masculine singular, starting with a vowel. And last one, or with a silent X at the end, if the country is plural Et voilà, that's the end of today's lesson. That was pretty short. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to go and download your lessons exercise to practice what you've learned today. If you've enjoyed this episode, then I really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcast. À la semaine prochaine. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt.
Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.